It's time for Rhema for Today.
But he said he found out that when he obeyed the Lord and began to speak more boldly concerning Christ's compassion and willingness to heal the sick, that he got more people saved in 1 week's time than he did in a whole year beforehand. Hallelujah to Jesus. And it'll work. What brought the crowds and the multitudes here? It was the Lord's compassion to heal that was displayed. Isn't that what brought the crowd?
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, God's Healing Mercy Series. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. And so the 20th verse says, and he, that's the man that had been delivered, departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Now it is very interesting to note, as a result of this one man's testimony, publishing what? The compassion. What did Jesus tell him to tell? Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. That's what he told him to tell, wasn't it? Well, what do you suppose he published? Hallelujah. Or told, in other words. Just what Jesus told him. So now let's see the result of this one man's testimony given to advertise the Lord's compassion. You turn back to the 15th chapter of Matthew, the 30th and 31st verses, and really, if you just read the text, you won't know that without examining the chapter closely, but that it happened here in Decapolis where he told him to go tell it. And great multitudes, now I insert in Decapolis, this is in Decapolis, came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them, insomuch that the multitudes wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Hallelujah. Now, here are some interesting facts to notice, that it was not their being sick, as some teach today, but their being healed that caused the great multitude to glorify the God of Israel. Brother Bosworth, who wrote Christ the Healer, and he has a chapter in that book on the Lord's compassion. In fact, I got my outline from that chapter. He makes this statement. He says, oh, how much glory would come to God, as well as blessings to the world, if every minister today would present clearly the Bible promises for healing to the sick. And then as soon as each one was healed, he in turn published the Lord's compassion throughout his Decapolis. Hallelujah. Brother Bosworth went on to say, in a short time, thousands upon thousands everywhere who are now sick would obtain faith in Christ for healing. It would then again be said of the multitudes that they glorified God, the God of Israel. Now I'm continuing to quote from Brother Bosworth. He said, it stated concerning this man that he published. Well, in those days they didn't have printing presses and so on. He published it by just telling it. That's what Jesus told him to go tell. He published the Lord's compassion. Hallelujah. Brother Bosworth said, some oppose and write articles against us. He's talking about his ministry there and yesterday. For publishing the testimonies of those who are miraculously healed. He asked the question, what is the matter? Is there anything wrong in obeying the Lord's command to make known his deeds among the people? Since Jesus died to open the way for his mercies to reach all the needs of man, we surely ought to be willing for them to know it. Hallelujah. Brother Bosworth went on to say, one would think to read some of the books and articles that have been written, and the same thing's true today as was true then, that it's a crime to let the people know about the Lord's compassion. But thank God it isn't. Hallelujah. It's our duty. It's our duty to do so. Hallelujah. Now, you'll notice in these scriptures that we have been reading and looking at, as a result of the healings that took place, Jesus' healing fame spread abroad. And you read there at the end of that first chapter of Mark, down that 45th verse. I didn't read that far, but you read right at the end of that 45th verse. It says they came to him from every quarter. And then you'll notice in these other scriptures that it talks about a multitude, and a great multitude. And it says they followed him on foot out of the cities. And so you'll find that when people find out, same thing's true today, that the same compassion of Jesus is at work today, they're ready to come, follow him. And Brother Bosworth went on to say that in his day, in his meetings, as soon as it was the compassion of the Lord was made known in healing, that he found that people came from every quarter, from the Methodist quarter, from the Baptist quarter, from the Catholic quarter, from the Christian Science quarter, from the Unity quarter, from the Spiritualist quarter, from the Jewish quarter, from the poor man's quarter, from the rich man's quarter, I'm quoting Bosworth, and from every quarter, hallelujah, to be healed. And so it should be so. Hallelujah. Now, another thing that I noticed Brother Bosworth made mention of, that some of those early day ministers, they all had problems along this line. I remember reading after Sister Woodworth Eder, who was mightily used of God as a woman evangelist before the turn of the century, from about 1885 and then on up to 1922 or 1923. And she was an evangelist at first and got people saved. And when God began to deal with her about ministering healing, because people started getting healed sort of automatically in her service, she thought, you know, well, she's out to get people saved. That is going to take away from the salvation, you know, the people being born again ministry. But, you know, she found out to her utter amazement that where she reached a few score of people with the salvation message, that when she began to preach divine healing, she got hundreds of them saved. And Brother Bosworth pointed out the same thing. He said, because, see, he was in the ministry and believed maybe not as strongly in divine healing as he did later. But he thought the same thing, you see, that he's an evangelist and that it would hinder, you know, to go to preaching healing and ministering to the sick by laying on of hands and anointing oil would maybe hinder his evangelistic ministry. See, he didn't know what we know. And we've learned a lot about what we know from him and others. But he said he found out that when he obeyed the Lord and began to speak more boldly concerning Christ's compassion and willingness to heal the sick, that he got more people saved in 1 week's time than he did in a whole year beforehand. Hallelujah to Jesus. And it'll work. What brought the crowds and the multitudes here? It was the Lord's compassion to heal that was displayed. Isn't that what brought the crowd? You will find out that the same thing's true today in present day healings as was true in healings in those days. Now here's something else Brother Bosworth said. I want to quote. He said, if Christ and his apostles could not draw the multitudes without miracles, does he expect any more from us? He went on to say, instead of the ministry of healing diverting from the more important matter of salvation, we've seen more happy conversions in a single week than we ever saw in a whole year of evangelistic work during the years before the Lord led us to preach this part of the gospel in a bolder and more public way. Hallelujah. I remember I was preaching in Dallas, Texas on one occasion. Well, in fact, I was there for 7 whole weeks in a meeting. And pastor had a daily radio program, and most all time, that whole time, I spoke on his radio program. Then he went away on a leave of absence, and I stayed on to preach there at the church. And I ran day services right on through for another 3 months after the 7 weeks was over. We was there 23 weeks altogether with day teaching service at 10 o'clock in the morning. And then after the 7 weeks revival, though, with services each night except Saturday, well, then I preached Sunday morning, Sunday night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night, and Friday night, and radio every day. And I was preaching some of these same truths about healing, and so a lady wrote in and said, "Why do you preach so much about healing?" You know, because that's about all I was preaching on the radio. She said, "Don't you know that being born again, remission of sins and the new birth is the most important thing? You know, that's what you ought to be preaching instead of preaching. Why, you know, do you?" And she wanted me to answer, you see. So I answered her by letter and also answered her on the radio. And I said, just read her letter. You know, somebody wrote in, "Why do you preach so much about healing? Don't you know it's more important to get people saved?" I said, "That's the reason I preach on healing. Because, you see, I went on to explain that I began my ministry as Baptist. I was healed and believed in healing, prayed for the sick by laying on the hands and anointing with oil. I prayed for them privately. I didn't pray for them publicly in the Baptist church, but I did preach it publicly. And my main message is what we call an evangelistic type of message. We got a few people saved. But I said, since I have followed the Lord, in just like Bosworth did, more boldly proclaiming, hallelujah, his willingness to heal, where I used to get 10 people saved, I get 100 saved."
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 4-CD series, Knowing God as Your Father. Next is Lynette Hagin's slimline book entitled God's Peace, Experience It All the Time. Last but not least is Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD series, It Shall Come to Pass. All these items are for the special price of only $45. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Denise Hagin Burns and Lynette Hagin.
You know, while we're here, I just want to just mention our Kindle the Flame.
Yes.
That comes up in September.
24th through the 26th. Yeah, it'll be here before we know it.
I know. Tell them what our theme is.
Yes. So this year, our theme is grace and grit.
Yes.
And, you know, we want to go through life gracefully, but, you know, when those problems come, you have to have grit and determination. And I believe that as women of God, that we can have both grace and grit to be successful in life. Registration just opened at the beginning of this month, and it's early bird registration right now. So save the date, September 24th through the 26th. You don't want to miss it. And hey, go ahead and save $20 and register. You can go to rhema.org/KTF.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.